Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Welcome to Work Insanity, where we talk about our work lives and give you some insights that hopefully help you in yours. I'm Tom Merritt. I've been running my own podcasting business and writing novels for 10 years.
And I'm Patrick Beja. I've been doing production and podcasts for more than 10 years.
And today we're going to talk about taking breaks, which we've talked about before, but something to do in that break in particular, Patrick, that you think is a great idea.
I think cooking is awesome. Well, actually, cooking is great as well, but that's not my area of expertise. I think playing games is actually a thing that, do you know what? Gaming is a craze taking over the nation. More and more people are starting to play.
Have you heard of gaming?
Yeah, I think, you know, I wonder if there are some people in the audience who aren't gamers, who have never really thought about, you know, launching a game in between intense work sessions to relax for a bit, and who actually have many different opportunities and ways to do that easily nowadays. You don't have to put in like the work or invest as much as you did before to have a really fun gaming experience between your work sessions.
I think people, first of all, you have to get over the guilt, right? You need to take a break. You are a responsible adult. You will not spend the rest of your day, so it's fine. It's fine to take a break and do something else like gaming. We've done a whole episode on that before. So that's one barrier. I think the other barrier, though, is that time of like, yes, I'm a responsible adult. I can't, you know, jump into World of Warcraft and play it for the next 3 hours. I've only got a few, 20 minutes here that I'm giving myself to take a break. So what game could I possibly get into that would be satisfying in that time, Patrick?
Well, I think, it's not so much about recommending specific games, because we would need a 15 hours, hour episode for that. But the answer to that is very often going to be, you probably already have a phone, and there are some really fun experiences you can have on your phone. And they're usually shorter experiences because they're designed for that mobility. But if you want to get into something a little bit more serious, gaming-wise, there are now options that enable you to play serious games. You don't have to play for 2 hours. It can be half an hour or, your lunch break. From the computer that you have, without having a beefy gaming computer or having to go out and buy a console or anything like that. And of course, I'm talking about streaming, game streaming, which there are a few options and more coming every month, it seems.
Yeah. So game streaming, some of them are something you have to pay for. Some of them you just pay by the game. And they're available on mobile, certainly on Android. More and more, they're available also on iOS, and they're easy to get into, and I guess as easy as any game to get out of, right? If you're enjoying yourself,
yeah, that's the thing. If we want to talk about specifics, there are a couple that are subscription based. And you're going to have to pay a monthly subscription, which will give you access to different games. On mobile, especially, Xbox Game Pass is actually available on Android. Not on iOS yet, for a number of reasons, but it's coming. Luna is Amazon's service. It's in beta test now, and it's also a subscription service. But if you're not interested in those, you might be in the narrow niche that actually can get a lot out of the Stadia service, which is also a streaming service. We didn't mention that, but of course you need a decent connection in order to play those games properly because they're streaming the content to you. But Stadia, you don't need to pay for a subscription. You just actually buy the game that you want. It doesn't quite have the biggest selection possible at this point, but you also have a couple of free games which you can give a try. Destiny 2 is one of them. Bomberman Online is another, if you want just, you know, to give it a try and see if your connection will hold. And if you like some of the games, if you want to try them, just pay for one game, nothing else, and you can start playing it immediately.
Yeah, I think the other thing to think about when you're evaluating these streaming game services is the fact that it's right there on your computer. If, you know, once you're in, you don't have to have a gaming rig. That's the big benefit, is you can use whatever, pretty much, like you say, you have to have a good enough internet connection, and it has to be a relatively recent computer, you know, within the past 5 years or so. But then you can use whatever machine you have. It can be a Chromebook, you know, or anything like that, which means the computer you're doing your work on can become the computer you game on. You don't have to switch machines.
Yeah, which might create a whole
responsibility issue, but it's capable of it.
But, and to be clear, you just launch this from a web browser, right? If you don't know how it works, you just go to stadia.com and it launches the web app, and you connect a controller to your computer, or you just do it on keyboard. And there are, you know, many games where, again, we're not going to dive into the specific games that you want to give a try to, but there are many games that you can jump in for 20, 30 minutes, accomplish something meaningful for yourself, and then jump out of. So those are like the traditional PC or console games. But I do want to get back to the world of mobile, because there are a lot of games on mobile that are pretty, that are really fun, and they're arguably as interesting and well designed as the traditional games. There are a lot of free games which will, you know, we're not going to dive into the business model issues that mobile games have brought into the world, but you can find some that are fun, and I'm sure many of those you already know. But I would like to mention the Apple Arcade service, which is a subscription, again, where you will download many of the games that are available. It's kind of like Netflix for game, as there are a couple of services like that now. And the games that are on offer there are complete experiences. So you just play the game, and there's never an in-app purchase or something to pay to keep playing, etc., etc. It's a game that you install, and you can play the entirety of it. There is an equivalent on Android, which I'm not very familiar with, but it's Android Play.
It's Google Play Pass.
There you go.
And it's like $5 a month US, which gives you access to, similar to Arcade.
It's not just games.
Yeah, except it's not just games. It's a certain catalog of apps, and no in-app purchases or subscriptions. If it's included in Google Play Pass, you can just use it and play.
So those are things that you might want to take a look at. So between those two, like, families of options, I feel like you really have, without any specialized gear or anything, you really have all you need to indulge in a little bit of gaming between your work sessions and, you know, help yourself relax a bit.
It'll make you more productive, unless you don't have the self-control to stop, which, of course, if that's the case, you know, then you keep buyer beware, right? You keep that in mind. But if you are someone who's like, oh, yeah, I can handle it, I just feel guilty, you know, I should be working, why am I gaming? You got to get over that, because changing your brain, taking it out of the work mode, letting it be free to just kind of do something else is helpful. It's good. It's good for your productivity. I know that this is, you know, along with me using the Logitech B100 mouse, this is going to put me firmly in the old man boring category. But I regularly play solitaire on my phone. I've recently started doing it a lot more because of the stressful year we all had. And it really helps. It really helps to just pick up my phone and do something that is focused but limited and keeps my mind occupied so that I'm not thinking about anything else for a while. And it helps. It definitely resets things so that I come back to work fresh and feel like I'm better at what I do because of that.
And if I'm being honest, I think a lot of people in the audience will be better suited for that kind of experience than for full, like, involved gaming experience. And obviously that's fine. So maybe if you don't know anything about games, just go check out Stadia.com because that's always fun. But you can also just pick up your phone, go check out the gaming session section, and, you know, find a simple puzzle game there and do that if it's what you're looking for. So, but
I have an 89.2% win percentage in solitaire, Patrick.
That is amazing. But it's not about the game, is it, for you? It's more like occupying your mind just enough that you don't have to think about anything.
Yeah.
My wife does that with knitting. She loves it because it's just busies your mind enough that it's not racing, but not so much that it's stressful. Yeah. And she loves it.
Every once in a while, I'll hit a really difficult one and I'll put it down and come back later because I'm trying to never lose. but yeah, most of the time it's just easy. It's not something stressful in any way. Mm-hmm. Well, there you go, folks. I hope we've given you a way to up your game.
Ah, well played.
That's it for Work Insanity. We hope we helped you bring a little sanity to your work life as well.
You can send us questions at contact@workinsanity.net. I'm Patrick Beja. You can catch up with me at notpatrick.com and find out everything I do, including gaming podcasts that you might want to check out.
I'll check out Pixels, folks. I'm Tom Merritt. You can find me at tommerritt.com and both of us at workinsanity.net. See you next time.
Bye.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.